Our story today is called Rotting Apples. I had a student bring me a surprise today. She brought me a bag of old rotting fermented apples. The bag is on the verge of exploding, but she was genuinely excited to give them to me. We learned about fermentation earlier this year, and I told all my students how much I love fermentation and how it's my favorite biological process. When she handed them to me, I had the biggest smile on my face and said with genuine excitement, "A bag of fermenting apples?" I was so excited. Now, not about a bag of rotting apples, I'm not that weird, but that a student who might not get the best grades, might not always do the right thing, might not always turn in homework on time or even at all, had thought of me and my nerdy love for fermentation enough to take this bag of fermenting apples from her friend who was trying to throw them away and bring them to me as a legitimate gift to make me happy. She remembered something I said 3 months ago and selflessly acted on it. The bag is in my windowsill right now. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'm not throwing it away yet. What a weird thing, though, to hit me straight in the feels this morning. Mark 12, 41 through 43. He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the relevant radio network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.